Blog Talk Radio.
All access Abdul. All access Abdul. Get ready to get the straight-up gossip with All Access Abdul live on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, good evening to all of our
wonderful, wonderful listeners, and welcome to a very special Saturday show of All Access Abdul. So, naturally, of course, being we had to do a show on the wonderful namesake of our show. We have to honor her on her birthday. So Amy and myself decided to make tonight our show for the week instead of Sunday. So I will start out here really quick and just send a big shout out to California, to Paula on her 59th birthday. She looks absolutely incredible. I love you. I miss you. I can't wait to see you again after all this COVID stuff is over. Happy, happy, happy birthday, and just know that so many people love you.
Hello, everyone. I hope you all are having a great day. It's Amy Coe, your girl, and I'm just, oh, my gosh, it's been a Saturday. I'm like, still in a little cloud, but no, today's been a wonderful day, and Paula, I want to wish you a happy birthday. Wish you're having the most beautiful day as the beautiful soul that you are. And today's episode, we're going to have our callers call in to wish Paula a happy birthday. And we're also going to be talking about our fundraiser that we did, the birthday project. And I'm going to have Stephanie come on, if that's all right, Megan?
Yeah.
And have
her
talk
me,
about.
Click her on over if my computer wants to work. Anyway, good evening, everyone. Stephanie Kaler will be joining us. She will be talking to us a little bit about the fundraiser that we established, or I should say her, she established this year for Paula's birthday. As everyone knows, we always pick a charity or an organization or a place to donate money to in honor of Paula for her birthday. So, Steph, if you could tell us a little bit about this year's fundraiser, we'd really appreciate it.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me okay? I'm kind of in a weird right now.
Yes.
So, okay.
You're coming in clearly. We can totally hear you.
Okay, perfect.
How
hi,
are you doing?
Thank you for having me on. I'm good. I'm actually
I'm glad this worked out.
Yeah, I know. I'm so excited I could be on. I was house managing a performance in a cemetery. I know that sounds very strange, but if you hear lots of birds chirping in the background, I'm just chilling in my car until the performance is done and talking to you lovely ladies. So, yeah, I'm excited I could come on and chat with you.
So,
do you want to jump
us,
in and throw out your birthday wishes for Paula while you're here?
Oh, of course. Happy birthday, Paula. There's no amount of words that I could ever express to thank you for what you've done for me as a person, for the people that you've brought into my life. Just, like, I can't imagine what my life would be like if I hadn't discovered Paula as an artist, if I hadn't met her. Yeah, I can't. I don't want to think about it because I don't want that reality. Reality I'm living.
What's great? I love how she just loves us all up, and she, like, encourages us to do things. You know, every time we go to see her, she wants to know how things are going. So that's you know, I'm so happy she brought us all together, you know. But
truly
why don't
just,
you
like,
tell us a
genuine person. Oh, sorry.
Yes. It's okay. But why don't you tell us about the fundraiser and why you decided to do the Trevor Project.
Sure. Yeah. So, like Megan mentioned, every year we do a different fundraiser for Paula's birthday. Megan actually started this like several years ago, and it's just been continued throughout the years. I know in the past we've done Alzheimer's, you've done ASPCA, Wigs and Wishes, obviously, with Martino. Last year, with everything that was happening, you know, in society, in our country, and worldwide, honestly, we thought that it would be appropriate to give our funds to a community that really needed it at the moment. So we donated I think the final total was 800 to International Association of Blacks in Dance. And we actually included Billy Blanks Jr., one of Paula's very close friends, in on that. We wanted to honor them together. Their birthdays are very close. And just all the work they were doing last year, spreading awareness, spreading resources, all of that. So jumping into this year, I think it was important to recognize the year that we had all just experienced. Like, let's be real, 2020 was a disaster for everybody. But there are particular groups that have been affected more than others. And, I mean, there's tons of groups. I mean, people of color, indigenous people, the LGBTQ community, particularly LGBTQ youth, has been affected drastically. So I just thought it would be appropriate and necessary this year to give our funds to this charity. And it's June. It's Pride Month. Paula's birthday is in Pride Month. Paula loves the LGBTQ community. She's been a major supporter from the beginning of her career. So, yeah, it's a good place to give the money that we've raised. So for people that don't exactly know what the Trevor Project is, it was kind of born out of a larger project, a short film called Trevor, which was written in 1994. I'm going to butcher this name. So the writer was James, who has now transitioned and goes by Celeste. Last name, Lisesny. I really butchered that. I'm so sorry. And it was directed by Peggy Rajsky and produced by Randy Stone. And it's about a young boy who's coming of age in the 1980s. And he knows that he's different, and he's trying to define his sexuality. And, you know, once it's discovered by his peers and his friends that he is gay, he loses a lot of friends. He's severely bullied, and he actually makes an attempt on his life. So it kind of follows his story. The film is actually on YouTube. It's 16 minutes. It comes with a short introduction from Tyler Oakley. So if you can find that version, that's the one that I watched. So definitely would encourage people to go check that out on YouTube. So, yeah, it was written in 1994. In 1995, it tied for an Oscar with another short film. So it started getting lots of credit in the media and just recognition in the arts. And then in 1998, HBO picked it up and set to premiere on their channel. So when this happened, the creators were looking for some resources that they could attach to the premiere of Trevor. And specifically, they were looking for a hotline for LGBTQ youth who were considering suicide, who were living in a very toxic living environment with maybe parents that didn't accept them, or they didn't know how to come out, or just whatever they were struggling with. But they found that nothing existed at the time. So with the money that they got from some of the HBO licensing fees, they started the Trevor Lifeline, which was the first nationwide, round-the-clock crisis hotline for LGBTQ youth. It was the first thing of its time. It was very innovative. And, like, since then, how many hotlines have sprung up, you know, over the last two decades? So it really broke ground for resources like that. And since then, they have expanded so much. I mean, just with technology changing over the last few decades, their website 100%. Is full of resources. What?
I said 100%. With technology comes new resources.
Absolutely. Yeah, so there. If you go on their website, it's just thetrevorproject.org, I believe. There's tons of resources on there. They have a texting service called Trevor Text. They have an online messaging service. And they have this really cool thing called Trevor Space, which is a social media networking space that's safe for LGBTQ youth, which by safe, I mean they have admins that pre-screen people who want to have a profile. So not, you know, you have to meet the criteria. Like, you have to be a safe space for the community that you're joining. And then they don't allow anybody that's over 18 to private message younger users without consent first. So that's really helpful. It's very common for LGBTQ youth who are just coming out, trying to define their sexuality, to be taken advantage of. So, yeah, it's important to have that safe space. So, yeah, that's just a few of the things that they offer. They also, one of the things that I thought was really cool when I was doing some more research on it, is they have this link on their website called Model School Policy, and it's this whole document that outlines resources for educators on comprehensive suicide prevention among the youth, and it has, like, everything from a coming-out handbook for kids who are trying to figure out how to talk to their parents, how to talk to their friends, how to understand what they're going through, what they're feeling. It also has a guide to being a transgender / non-binary ally for anybody in your life who might be transitioning or defining as non-binary. So you can go on there and see, like, how you can help them make their transition easier. And then it just gives, like, a lot of good vocabulary is not the correct word, but just terms that you can use, I guess correct language that you can use when you're intervening in a potential suicide crisis with an LGBTQ youth. So, yeah, that's just a few of the resources that they have on there. They have tons. And if you follow their Instagram page, they are always posting, like, very relevant statistics about what's going on, particularly, like, the statistics of youth who have considered suicide in the last year with the pandemic, the homelessness rate that has gone up because of the pandemic. So I would definitely encourage everybody to just go follow them on all their social medias. But yeah, that's a little overview of them. Paula has been a supporter of them for quite some time. The earliest record of her, like, attending a benefit for them was in 2013, when she introduced Adam Lambert and his performance at the 15th annual benefit dinner for the Trevor Project. But she has been supporting them for years. Actually, this past month, it was about a week ago, she shared a link on her Instagram page of different charities that she would be happy if we all supported throughout the month of June for Pride, and the Trevor Project is on there. So, she's a supporter. So.
If anyone wants to donate, they can still get in touch with Steph. I know we haven't donated the money yet. Steph, why don't you share with everyone your Instagram account?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can just message me on Instagram. My handle is at Steph, S-P-E-P-H, Ray, R-A-E, K. I think that's it. Steph Ray K. Yeah. I don't know. I never look at my own handle.
Steph Ray Kaler. It's Kaler.
Yeah.
There's Kaler on the handle.
It's Kaler. It's spelled out. Okay. Kaler is K-H-L-E-R. So, yeah, you can just message me on Instagram, and then we are going to make the donation tomorrow. So we are currently sitting at $620 in donation funds, which
Ooh.
Is amazing and much more than I think we anticipated getting this year. It's been a rough year for everybody, but
everybody
was
money wise for a lot of people. Yeah. And I just want to jump in here really quickly. I'm not trying to cut anybody off or jump in too soon, but
no,
I mean, I know at least with donation aspects, you know, one of the things that I always tell people is, you know, we do not have the fiscal capability to get something to Paula. And quite honestly, what do you get someone who has given you and your friends and everyone just so much of their lives? I mean, you wanna find a way to say thank you. And I know for Paula, she's gotten so many of these donation projects or heard about so many of these donation projects throughout the years. And she's always extremely, extremely touched by the fact that we're all extremely generous. And, you know, we don't have to be. You know, she knows that a lot of us work multiple jobs or hold multiple titles and multiple positions to be able to make the money that we make. So I think even just, you know, the $20 that someone can give, you know, it's great. And every dollar, every cent, I know is appreciated by her. And I know I appreciate when people reach out and donate, and I know that these organizations who we give the money to are just blown away every year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, Paula herself, I want her to get more recognition as a philanthropist because she truly is. Like, she is so generous
yes.
and giving with her money, and I
she
think
is.
We've all just taken a page out of her book over the years of just learning how to be generous and to, you know, quote her friend Martino Cartier, if you don't know how to give, you don't know how to live. So, yeah, I think she's very happy with the donation projects that have been made in her name over the years because she's just such a generous person herself. And she's such a strong advocate for the LGBTQ community. There are so many people in this fandom that have come out because of just the way that she loves on her fans, the way that she advocates for the community, the way
yes.
that she presents, you know, her love for the LGBTQ community. Yeah, it's given a lot of people in fandom and just outside, like just outside, the courage to come out and to just be who they are.
Yes. Well, Stephanie, we love that you came on to our show and explained about the Trevor Project Foundation and shared everything that you did with us. And again, everyone, you can still donate. There's still time. Please contact Stephanie. We're going to get some more callers on the line so they can give a birthday shout out to Paula.
Okay.
And before we wrap up this segment, I just want to jump in again. Again, even just sharing the information about donating, we understand it's been a tough year. If you can't actually donate money, just sharing it and getting the word out there is more than enough help. Do not feel pressured. Do not feel like you have to be a part of this. We understand completely.
Even just sharing a post from the Trevor Project Instagram page or retweeting one of their tweets will help tremendously. Just spreading the word about the Trevor Project is what Paula would want, I think. Like, you know, just be an advocate for the community, really. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And, love is love.
I'd say if anybody wants to find my Instagram, I know you ladies recently made a post about the donation on All Access Abdul's Instagram account. My tag is in that post, in the text. So you could just click there and message me, and I will tell you how to donate.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Steph. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
and thank you, Steph,
for
spearheading this year. I know I kind of took a backseat. everybody's had a busy last couple of weeks. So definitely kudos for stepping up and organizing this in light of other people not having the time and the effort this year. So definitely extremely important.
It was a labor of love, and I think that's the wonderful thing about our group is that we can all just take turns on these projects. Like, we are all just
yes.
different personalities that we'll all – one of us will always have a good idea, and we just got to support
yeah.
the others.
All right. Well,
absolutely.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you,
have fun with your theater, and we'll talk
thanks.
To you later.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, ladies. Bye.
All right,
why don't
so
we take
we
the call
have,
from...
just before we get into some other phone calls from some of our other listeners for Paula's birthday, I do just want to, of course, reiterate the fact that, you know, Amy and myself are, we're extremely grateful for our listeners for coming on a Saturday. We know a Saturday night is a busy
yeah.
night for a lot of people. So thank
right.
you for listening, everyone. I believe we have Casey on the line to wish
up,
Paula a happy birthday.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes.
We can hear you, Casey. How are you?
It is
happy.
I'm
Saturday.
Good. It has been a heck of a day at work. I'm so glad. I was only like 5 minutes late. I just love you guys. I came on and everybody's just so happy and talking about love and being caring and donating, and it just I needed that today. So that was a good feeling I got when I picked up the call. So I'm glad to hear
well,
you, Megan.
Well, I know it's listening, and I want to give you a chance to give your shout out to Paula for her birthday. I know it's a special day for all of us. We love to celebrate this day. So anything you want to say to her, go ahead. Now's your chance.
It is. Paula, I love you. I can't wait until, what is this, the 25th, 26th, we have this VIP thing where we get to, like, see each other face-to-face, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
It was a special day for us, and all of my shout-outs were Paula Abdul's birthday today in our little group for the whole district, so she was well-recognized with Verizon in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, so happy birthday.
Aw, well, we are grateful for your support. I know I, for one, Amy, I don't believe you've met Casey.
No,
yet,
I have
but,
not.
I, for one, can't wait to be reunited with Casey. Casey and I have been friends for a long time.
long time.
I, for one, can't wait for COVID to be over so we can all reunite and go to see Paula together, hopefully.
Well, they're saying, yeah, they're saying the residency is set to return. So hopefully those dates are going to be coming here shortly, or we'll see when she's returning to Las Vegas and everyone's to be reunited. I can't wait.
I mean, which means Casey has to get on an airplane, but...
I know.
Casey, you can
working
do,
on it.
You can do this. Yes.
I'm such a dork.
You know what, Casey? When I was younger and I could not get on a plane, but now I can get on a plane and I can do it. Like, if you need tips, let me know. There are so many different
all
things
right,
people can
right.
do. But,
all right.
Come on. So, well, thank you for coming on our show and sending Paula a birthday shout out. Appreciate you calling in and finally talking to you. I can't wait till I finally get to meet you. So
for sure. Thank you so much.
All right, so we got another caller lined up. I would like to welcome our next caller. We have Talitha from upstate California. Is it NorCal? I don't know how to explain it. I think it's upstate California or North Carolina. But anyway,
it's Northern.
Welcome to our show.
Hi, Talitha. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Thank you for coming on our show today. What kind of message do you want to send to Paula?
Well, I just came on today so that I can tell Paula that I really appreciate her. I know so many of us do. She's been a major inspiration and for me because I have anxiety and stuff. So her advice and you know, getting to meet her a few times and get her advice from her, I've been able to work on my self-love and my confidence and stuff. So I just want to tell her that I love her and I appreciate her, and I've been a huge fan since the very beginning, 1989, and I hope we get to reunite soon, and I cannot wait until next Saturday when we get to do the Ask Paula.
Yes. I hope we get some really good, like, juice. Like, I really want to know what she's been up to, especially during
yeah.
the pandemic.
I want the tea.
Yeah, the tea.
Yeah, that'll be
speaking
awesome.
Of the
I can't
tea,
wait.
Though, did you guys listen to the People in the 90s podcast?
I have
not yet. I haven't had an opportunity to get to that yet.
So good. Talk about the tea. There's some tea in there. There's some tea, and I totally recommend it. It's only like a 30-minute show, and let me tell you, you don't even have to listen to the last 9 minutes because she's not even on it. But the first 20 minutes are really good.
20
minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll definitely watch that. It'll remind me of all the old times back in the 90s.
Yeah. So
she was so huge back then, I'm telling you.
Thank you so much for calling in on our show. We're so grateful that you were part of it. And, you know, we appreciate your listenership and your support of our show. So
thank you
so
much, Talitha.
And thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
All right, so Amy, since we have 5 minutes left, should we discuss I speak for myself, but I feel like I speak for you in this case too, our excitement, utmost joy of the fact that finally, after how many months of not actually seeing Paula in person or virtually, we are finally going to reunite with her in less than a week on the OMG VIP Ask Paula event.
Yeah.
I know personally, I cannot freaking wait. Like, I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm excited too. A little nervous, of course, but I'm looking forward to the Q&A. Again, I want the tea spilled. What has she been up to? Is there any new merch? Is she going to finally put some vinyls in that store? Paula, we want to, these people who have record players, we want some new recent vinyls from you, girlfriend. Come on, and some new merch. But,
I'm
excited.
Stalking her online store. Like, I mean, I was stalking her online store for months because my black hoodie from her merch table I've worn it so much that I've got like thumb holes in it, that the jacket didn't have thumb holes, but I created them by wearing this jacket so much. And for months it was out of stock. It was only available in, I think, an extra small and like a triple XL. So I had no way to get this jacket. When I went on there the other day, there were small, medium, large back in stock. So I don't know. Maybe there is a highlight of a return that's coming soon.
Yeah, my black jacket just doesn't go anywhere. No one can touch that black jacket. Nothing can happen to that black jacket. It is so stinking comfortable that it doesn't leave the house. Nothing can happen to it, and I refuse to buy a new one because this one's just, like, perfect in every single way.
There's certain merch that I've bought through the years that, like, sits in a pile in my bedroom, and, like, I don't wear it. Like, and think about it. Like, when you go to a concert nowadays, like, your average concert T-shirt is anywhere between $40 and $60. So these are just, like, $60 T-shirts that are sitting in a corner of my bedroom that I refuse to wear because I'm afraid I'm going to do the laundry and bleach is going to get on it or something is going to happen to it. Like, I'm terrified of that happening. But, I mean, this OMG VIP event, guys, is next Friday, the 25th of June, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. So just kind of similar to the schedule that we had on All Access Abdul tonight. So it's going to be, I really think we're going to get some juicy gossip here. We'll all hear the lovely story of how Paula had to change her pants 3 times to become a Laker girl. No dissing, shout out, love that story. Could tell it backwards and forwards for Paula. I've heard it so many times, but I hope that we, speaking of Vegas, like, I hope to God we get some news about, like, the residency and news in the sense of, like, not just, oh, I want to go back, but, like, we're working on it. Details will be coming soon. Like, something to grasp onto. Because me, like other people, I've been, like, so desperate to get back to a live show.
Yes. So we know how to plan the rest of our year. But as well,
financially, I got to get ready for that.
Financially. But, something I hope we get to hear about is, if she's going to do any new music or is she going to release any new music? I mean, we've heard how she has recorded music, but nothing's been released. So hopefully we get tea on that as well.
And again,
everything that she's been
up to. OMGVIP.com. I believe Paula's image is right there on the homepage. You can go through the whole process. There's 2 different options. The regular basic ticket is $20. You get in, you go to the live Q&A that's taking place next week. That's $20. If you were to upgrade your ticket, it's $200. I think it's $225 by the time taxes and fees hit. But that also grants you access to a one-on-one
video chat
at some point. We have not found out any information about that yet, but I do see that coming within the next few days.
And you get to save your video chat with her, so you get to share with your friends that you got to talk to Paula. But what's really cool, too, oh, my God, now I'm having a major brain fart. It's been a hell of a day. I'm sorry, guys. OMG. Oh, what else I wanted to say is definitely keep keep checking back on paulaabdul.com. I think we'll be getting some new info on there shortly as well. paulaabdul.com. So we got some, I know things are coming our way. As fans,
yeah, I think now with the pandemic being where it is, you know, obviously COVID aside, as we alluded to earlier on the broadcast, it's been a tough year. It's been a tough year and a half for a lot of people. You know, I'm myself, for those of you who are listening who don't know me, I love to travel. I love to just be in different places all the time. And this is the very first time in a number of years where I've been stuck in the same location for longer than I should have. And I know very much that when Amy and I finally get the chance to be back together in person, Amy and I always know how to throw down for some reason. You know, we have a good time when we go to where did we go that day where we listened to all that music?
I have
Dry Bar. When we went to Dry Bar together,
right,
Amy and I
bar.
Always know how to throw down and have a party. So but I guess we should wrap up our show. It is 9:30 here on the East Coast. It is 6:30 on the West Coast. But Amy,
I want to get Amanda's birthday shout out in. She wasn't able to call in tonight. Amanda wrote. She says, "Hey Paula, I hope you have the best birthday. I am so proud to be your fan, and I'm forever thankful for all the lessons I've learned from you growing up. Take care and have a good day. You deserve it. Love, Amanda Rhodes."
Big shout out to Amanda, who couldn't join us because she is
Twitter.
Actually at work
right
now. So big shout out to Amanda. I also know Jody is in our chat box on our website, and I know she also wants to send her birthday wishes to Paula as well. So we will pass those along from Jody. Amy, any last thoughts for P on her 59th birthday? I mean, it's just, I can't believe she's 59. She looks absolutely incredible.
Here's to another year of a beautiful, talented lady, and I look forward to another year of seeing her dance and see her. I can't wait to get a Paula hug the next time I see her, and another year of her dancing and we getting to celebrate the beautiful soul that she is. Love you, Paula. You can't see it, but
yeah,
I'm sending you a virtual hug.
Echoed 100% what Amy said. I love you. You know that. I've told you a million, trillion times how much I love you. But thank you for being the beautiful human that you are and the kind soul, and just for caring so much about all of us and you know, even the people who have not had the opportunity to meet you quite yet. I know they all feel the same way. We're extremely blessed to have you in our lives, and thank you so much for all that you do for all of your fans. We love you, and we hope that you've had the most beautiful day celebrating. And, you know, we're so proud of you and the human that you are. And I could go on for hours about how much I love you. So I'll just wrap it up there, but happy birthday to Paula.
Happy birthday.
Join Amy and myself in a few weeks. We'll have another show. We are taking the next 2 weeks off due to conflicts with our schedules. So we will be back in, I believe, the weekend after 4th of July. So early happy 4th of July to everyone who celebrates, and we will catch you guys soon.
All right. Bye, everyone. See you later.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to All Access Schedule. And keep an eye on our page.